Kitchens have come a long way since the 1950s. Once viewed as a sanctuary for women to provide for their families, the kitchen of today can be used by both men and women to serve an entire community.
Modern cabinetry and appliances can turn even the most out-of-date kitchen into an attractive and convenient arrangement. Unfortunately, this is not always possible. Budgets, you know.
It's hard for somebody with a limited budget to achieve certain dreams in a traditional kitchen. Dreams like owning a restaurant, starting a food production business, or learning how to be a chef. For a lot of those dreamers, they need a commercial kitchen that's certified by the health department, which can cost tens of thousands of dollars. In Champaign-Urbana, Laura Hu thinks the community could provide that link. She talked about the need for a community kitchen last month at the Champaign Public Library.
We envision five types of kitchen users: professional cooks like caterers and bakers, entrepreneurs with startup ventures, those seeking to expand their operations.
Up until recently, Huth was a spokesperson for the Flatlander Food Foundry. The project began as a tribute to local chocolatier Daniel Schreiber, who died last summer. Huth envisions the kitchen wearing many hats: a grocery store, a classroom, and an incubator for business growth.
The community is ready for a project like this.
Champaign resident Lawrence Mate is pushing for the kitchen. He works as a cabinet maker, but he says his real passion is producing cured and smoked meats for local suppliers. Because he prepares his food from his home and not in a kitchen licensed for commercial use, he can't sell to the public. Instead, he supplies his goods to members of a nonprofit private club known as This Little Piggy. Being a little piggy is a one-way ticket to different kinds of bacons, sauces, breads, and cheeses. Mate says all member donations keep the club running, but he says a community kitchen could change all that.
It would really be the difference between, you know, a hobby that's operating out of a tiny room in the basement of my house and something that could potentially become a full-time business.
A community kitchen known as the Cook's Workshop is already up and running in downtown Danville. During a recent Mother's Day brunch, 28-year-old Drew Starkey takes command of the kitchen by preparing a host of dishes for more than 50 people. He works alongside his sous chef and close friend, Philip Swartz.
Phil, we're going to roll on 4 bacon quiche, 3 salmon, 1 chicken.
Among the items listed on Starkey's menu, seared salmon bathed in a beurre-blanc sauce, creamy potato leek soup, beet and goat cheese salad, and a tangy lemon tart. Starkey discovered his passion for cooking about 10 years ago while working in Danville. He moved to Champaign last year and now runs a part-time catering service. Starkey does all work-related cooking out of the Cook's Workshop.
I don't have a building, I'm not paying rent, and there's, you know, certain aspects to what I'm trying to do that are nice right now, that are affordable, and, you know, I'd rather start now than later on down the road.
The Cook's Workshop is the brainchild of Gene Beck and Carol Nichols, who had been strategizing on how to bring more businesses to Danville. Both have a background in the food service business. People are charged an hourly rate to use the kitchen and its appliances. Beck says Danville's community kitchen is a testament that good food doesn't have to originate in a big city.
We know that internally, that good food can be created by any one of us. But, you know, to have the spaces where people can develop those ideas and figure out if they can make a go of it, that's a good thing.
During the brunch, Drew Starkey comes out to greet customers. He finds his parents and his grandmother waiting for him at a table.
Happy Mother's Day, Grandma.
Very good, Drew.
Thank you.
The salmon was delicious. A lot of lemon, and I like that.
It was a lot of work, but I think it turned out well.
Other culinary hopefuls have filled Starkey's shoes as the head chef at the Cook's Workshop. If only for a day, they get a chance to see what it's like to be the boss, bringing a fresh perspective in the kitchen and filling a need even greater than the main course. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.